No problem. Traveling to Gran Canaria, I thought, wow, this is gonna be amazing. I've never even heard of Gran Canaria, but I still thought it was gonna be amazing. It's an interesting place, let me tell you about it. Gran Canaria depends on foreigners to keep their economy thriving. The only thing I really knew about Gran Canaria before I went there was that the weather was supposed to be warm and have beautiful scenery. The island of Gran Canaria was absolutely amazing. It was a great tropical getaway. It was almost perfect. Gran Canaria is a huge island located off the coast of Africa. It's Spanish territory, but you can pretty much speak any language you want there because so many European tourists go there. It's obvious that they'll cater to you and they'll speak any language you desire. But the problem with the island is it's also a huge tourist trap. It has beautiful weather, long sandy beaches, and plenty of things to do to keep it tourist occupied. It would be sort of like America's equivalent of Florida. Mostly older European citizens travel there. I didn't see anyone else under the age of 50 at our hotel. Our hotel even held events like bingo and shuffleboard tournaments at night. It wasn't exactly the best place for teenagers to run around, but we made the best of it. I'd never heard too much about the islands before we got there. The only expectation I had was that I would be able to walk around in sandals and not sneakers. This expectation was met, so I was happy. I found a lot of things that I didn't exactly think would be on the island of Gran Canaria. It surprised me that the people, the locals in particular, were so invading and pushy. I found shopping to be a horrible event where people would crowd you and tell you that they were your new friend and that they could give you a special price. No problem. No problem was a phrase I heard far too often. The attitudes of the local fit well with the weather. It was hard to imagine that anyone could be in a bad mood when the sun was always shining, but they could be put into a bad mood if you didn't choose your words carefully, especially when it came to talking about where you were from. In order to make a sale, the sales rep always felt like it would benefit them if they could connect with you on a personal level. So they would always make sure they asked where you were from. When we would say America, their reactions would always differ. So Canada became my immediate answer when I was asked of my country of origin. In the beginning of the week, I had told many people I was from America, and I received dirty looks or mumbled comments and even was refused service. It became quite clear that people did not want to deal with Americans. Their happy sunshine attitude faded to thunderstorms at the mention of America. In shops, the owners thought we were snobs and too stuck up, so oftentimes they tried to rip us off, and they expected us to pay way more than we should. A friend of mine bought an electronic device that stopped working after an hour. So he brought it back to the store, and the store owner's only comment to him was, "This is not America. No money back, no exchange, no replacement." And then he just laughed. My friend was extremely aggravated, so he told the owner he would bring the police into the store and explain the situation to the police. Well, the store owner immediately replaced my friend's device. I thought it was interesting how the owner compared his shop to American shops. He recognized that American mindset was different than the mindset of shops in Gran Canaria, and decided to take advantage of that. It was obvious that as Americans, we were looked on as extremely naive. I didn't feel we were as naive as everyone thought. Just because we decided to not buy a shirt or not eat at a certain restaurant, we didn't know anything, or we were just confused about something. Or so the locals told us. I thought we made extremely smart decisions about a lot of different things. If we had chosen to partake in the typical tourist traps, or safaris, or getaways, or day trips that people on the street tried to sell us, we would have just been ripped off. It became clear that they were willing to serve us and put up with our business, just as long as they didn't know where we were from. It was an odd concept. I didn't realize the extent of the hatred that the rest of the world had for Americans. I was never fearful in Gran Canaria. I was more or less surprised. This wasn't the worst place that I experienced anti-American sentiment, nor was it the last. I always knew America was a hated country as a whole, but I guess I didn't understand that hating a whole country meant hating all the individuals from that country as well. They made their opinions about America by what they had heard on the news or what they saw on TV. Many of them had never actually met Americans, and yet still felt a strong feeling of dislike or detest. I never actually realized the animosity the world has towards America until I wasn't living in the secure shell that I always felt while I was living in America.